My name is Laura Vogt, and I'm the Communications and Events Manager for Engineering Student Services. Welcome back to the Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. This week, I'm excited to have one of our ESS advisors on the show. She's not ever done that before, so yay! Olivia Chan. Olivia, please tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Hi, Laura. So I'm excited to be here. Again, my name is Olivia Chan, and I have been one of the Engineering Student Services advisors for 5 years now. Actually, I just reached my 15th year of service with the UC system. Currently, I advise EECS, last name P through Z, Engineering, Math and Statistics, and Environmental Engineering Science students.
And today, we want to discuss a new petition that the college introduced recently, which we call the Green Petition, for no other reason than that the cover sheet is green. So we want to know what it is, why would a student use it, and what is the process? So Olivia, why would a student use a green petition?
So students would use the green petition if they want a late change to their schedule after the deadline, but they don't have an extenuating circumstance that would warrant using a different petition. So the green petition allows for one late change to their schedule during their whole undergraduate career. With this petition, they can request a late add or drop of a course, or they can request to change their grading option after the deadline if it's appropriate.
And so what exactly is a non-extenuating circumstance?
So a non-extenuating circumstance is basically something within one's control. So forgetting to change a grading option before the deadline or forgetting to drop a class before the deadline. The Green Petition was in part actually created to help alleviate stress when students enrolled in too many courses and they didn't take into account or realize the time commitment and workload of the courses on top of their non-academic interests. So for an example, of why a student would use the green petition, let's say a student is taking three technical courses and a humanities, social science, or HSS course. The student discovers after week 10 that the workload is not conducive to retaining information from all the courses in order to do as well as a student at hope. As long as the student is still in 12 units, which is the minimum units to be full-time for the College of Engineering, and two technical courses, they can use the green petition to drop one of the technical courses or the HSS course. Students who have been approved for reduced course load by DSP or who are in their final semester and are on the degree list may take less than the 12 unit minimum.
What are the students going to do if they're in an emergency or they have an extenuating circumstance, like there was a death in the family or they have a serious illness?
So the first thing they should do is meet with their ESS advisor, just so we can kind of see what their situation is. Your ESS advisor will walk you through your options. For extenuating circumstances, which is basically circumstances outside of your control, you would have the ability to utilize what we call the blue petition, because it has a blue cover, which is not a one-time petition. So by using the blue petition, you would not need to use the green petition. So your ESS advisor will let you know what you need to submit in addition to the blue petition before it will be brought to the Dean's Committee for review.
And to meet with your ESS advisor, the best way to do that is to go to engineering.berkeley.edu/ESS, and there's a big button at the top that says make an appointment with your ESS advisor. And on there, it'll give you all of the options that we have. And then you can also send an email if you need to try to get in and you're not finding an appointment, right?
Yes. That's correct.
What is the first thing that a student should do to see if they qualify to use the green petition?
Students should go ahead and make an appointment with their ESS advisor, or they can come in during drop-in advising on Wednesdays. And drop-in advising is from 9 to 11:30 a.m. and 1 to 3:30 p.m., again, on Wednesdays. In your meeting, your ESS advisor will help you determine whether you qualify for the green petition or if there are other options so you won't have to use it.
And if we figure out that a student can use green petition, what's the process going to be for them?
So once the student turns in the green petition, it's reviewed and a student will receive an answer normally within 3 to 5 business days by email. Once approved, the change will be immediately entered into Cal Central and the student should verify that the change has been made. If the student has a simultaneous degree with another college, both colleges must be in agreement that the student is eligible for the change before it can be approved. The deadline for this petition is 4:45 p.m. on the last day of instruction.
And so the last day of instruction is the final day of dead week before finals, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And is there any way for students to revoke the action of the petition? Like if they change their mind later on, they don't actually want to drop that class or they don't want to make the grade change?
No, not at all. So this is basically your one time, one time. So you better be sure that this is what you want to use it for. So once students have decided to use the green petition and it has been approved, they cannot rescind the petition and ask to submit a new one. If the green petition is not approved for some reason, then they may go ahead and submit a new one.
So just to recap, this can only be used once during your undergraduate career. You need to meet with your ESS advisor, and that's ESS, your Engineering Student Services Advisor, is the one that you have to work with to get this petition. And they're going to work with you in order to make sure that it's feasible and the right thing for you to do. And it has to be turned in by the last day of instruction.
That's correct.
So is there anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I don't think so. I think that would be it for the green petition. If you have any questions, again, feel free to just connect with your ESS advisor and we'll be happy to hopefully help you out.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by today, and I'm excited that we got you on the podcast. So thank you everyone for tuning in, and I hope you got a lot out of what the green petition is and what it can do for you and offer for you as an undergraduate student here in the College of Engineering. And we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.